This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9, your Wednesday morning wake-up call with Ginny and Bish.
Yes, Bishwa.
Executive chef of four exclusive Melbourne venues, including the European. It looks after three kitchens and a team of over 30 staff. This leading Melbourne chef is given a second chance as a teenager in the UK, getting away from the wrong crowd and into chefing. He's now instilling his knowledge in the next big thing on Channel 7, Conviction Kitchen, which started last night at 9:30. Dust off your colanders, prep the veg, and look busy for the chef. Sorry, chef. Ian Curley.
Morning, how are you? It's very early.
It's very early for people to be upbeat.
Well,
but it's a requirement.
Yeah, that's right. I like not watching.
Do you like my eyes? It's a requirement.
It's a requirement.
I'm sorry, I have to apologise first of all, Ian. You've never met Ginny before, no. But she's had a few coffees this morning.
No. One big one.
One big one. From downstairs?
No, from around the corner.
Oh, beautiful.
Stuff they put in that stuff in.
Okay.
Woo! Welcome to the Hump Bakery.
Beautiful.
Ian Curley, from your accent, you're one of my guys from the UK.
I'm from sunny Coventry.
Coventry.
The heart of the Midlands.
Good on you.
Right next door to Birmingham.
And how long have you been over in Australia for?
I've been here 20 years.
Okay.
And I guess cooking for 30.
30 yeah. years.
So I'm an overnight sensation after last night. So they tell me.
You definitely are in our book. Yeah. And coming from the UK, maybe we'll start off with a bit of the cookery side, because that's your passion, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if if you want to enjoy anything, you've got to like really want to do it, and I was lucky to find cookery, as opposed to, I guess I'd probably be if I wanted to do plumbing and all that sort of stuff, yep. I could have enjoyed that as well. But cooking for me is the way to go.
And do you consider cooking an art? What's your perception? Is it an
a
art?
Bit of
or
both. I mean, when we have these intellectual arguments, us chefs, and go, oh, cooking's an art and stuff like that. It's not an art in the sense of the word, as you look at something, but I can see something on the plate and I know straight away if I don't like it.
And you were talking before on air of how disciplinary cooking is, and do you think it kind of really ties in well with Conviction Kitchen?
Well, I think with the guys that have been in prison and they're used to being told what to do, where not to go, what not to do, it's good for them for that. I noticed that a lot of the prisoners who have been in served a lot of time in prison that I work with, they quite liked it. They actually liked the discipline of being told, don't do that, do this, do that. The younger ones kind of like they're still trying to rebel against it. What prison does, it actually grinds you down so that you don't really care anymore, and that's the thing. So it was good for those guys who had been in prison for a long time, and it was also gave them back the impetus to actually get up and go to work, which they hadn't done for a long time either.
Mm.
And just touching on the show last night, Channel 7 started at 9:30. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of individuals on the show that may have had a bit of a temper in the past.
Well, I think that one of the girls there who's in it, the young girl called Takuna, she was angry and aggressive and stuff like that. And when you're going into a team situation, you can't afford to do that. You've got to have people who want to go ahead and work with you.
Mm.
And if you're going to get people who are angry and aggressive in a kitchen environment, you're leaving yourself open for people to argue, and you can't argue with me. I mean, look at the size of me.
I wouldn't argue with you.
I was going to say, this might be a very girly question, but did you have any apprehensions with these contestants or any fears at all?
No, have a look at me.
Yeah, that's true. If I went on there, I'd be running. I think I'd have a few apprehensions.
I think it's important with the I call them trainees, but the prisoners or the trainees, what you got. You got to draw the line in the sand very early. You say, look, this is what I want to do with you. This is how we're going to get it done. If you follow my lead, we'll get it done. You got to go down to their level and say, I'm not expecting you to be overnight sensations, and you're not going to learn to cook overnight. It takes years. But what I did expect from them to do is to learn the menu and give it their best shot, because it was potentially for them to turn themselves around.
Mm.
If they didn't do that, if they didn't go home and study the recipes, or if they came in and they were high, or they came in and they were still drunk or hungover, then they copped it. So they knew. And they only did it once.
Right.
I mean, you come in and work in my kitchen, and you're hungover, you know that you don't want to do it again.
I think one of the lines I remember from last night, which I can say on breakfast, is you don't mess around. This is you.
That's it.
And you don't bullshit.
No, that's right.
Basically.
And the great thing about Channel 7, what they did for me was when they came to me and asked me if I would do it, I said, I'll do it if it's my food, because I don't want to be doing anybody else's food. I don't want to be doing pizza and saying, you know, okay, all right, yeah, that's fine, because you don't believe in it enough. But the food that they do in the show is the food that I serve up at the European. So I'm not going to compromise my standards for, if you like, somebody who's decided that he wants to drop out of society and steal for a living. That's not what it's about for me. But they, and it has to be real, because they've got to know what it's like to work in my kitchen. And for 10 weeks, that's what they do.
It doesn't matter if you love him.
Hey guys, this is Elizabeth Keener. You might know me. I played Don Denbo on The L Word. Who would I turn gay for?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's see. some hottie. Ginny!
Can you just repeat that? You would like to turn gay for Ginny. Is that correct?
Yes. I hope she comes to visit soon.
I'm blushing now. Thank you. You know it takes a lot to make a brown girl blush, so thank you very much for that.
And you are listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joining us in the studio still is Mr. or Chef, I should say. Never say Mr. God, he's going to hit me. Chef Ian Curley from Conviction Kitchen.
Still here.
Seven last night. Still here, still with us. And we were talking about, obviously, Conviction Kitchen, which aired last night on Channel 7. And you've been in Australia now for 20-odd years?
20 years,
yeah. Well, congratulations, you've survived that long.
It's been emotional.
Well, I'm intrigued. You're a chef. You love food. You love the art of it. You love everything to do with it. What food do you miss from the UK?
Nothing really. No.
He'd be just trying to tug at your heartstrings.
In England, they do really good preserves. Like, you miss Branston pickle and those sort of things. And you know the brands that you see? You'll see brands like Coleman's mustard and stuff like that, and you reminisce about that. And pork pies.
Pork pies, I agree. With an egg in it.
Yeah, that's it. And you know.
What are pork pies?
Oh, yes,
you don't want to know. But it's a pie that's wrapped in some really old, crusty pastry. But you just cut them, put mustard on it, and the only way you can eat them is with mustard. It's got a little bit of funny jelly. Anyway, it's an English thing. It's
an acquired taste, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. In England, they have this meatball, which is called a faggot. So you go to the chip shop and you'll order faggots.
Yeah.
It's
unusual.
It's disconcerting when you hear, you know, things in Australia. You go, no, what are they calling that guy a meatball? It's covered in gravy. You know,
it's very inappropriate. Yeah, very wrong.
I wonder why Bish had odd looks when he first came into Joy. I'm like, Bish, what do you mean?
Well, I use the wrong terms every so often, and. Another question I'm intrigued about, because your partner Simone.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
When you go home and she cooks you a meal.
Oh no.
Okay.
No, and Simone thinks cooking is a place in China.
So she's not one for the culinary.
No. I didn't go out with her for a cooking. No. Bless her. No,
so she didn't get to your heart through your stomach?
No. I eat at work, as you can see.
Yeah.
You eat well.
No. Love her dearly, and she's, you know, my best friend and everything, but cooking's not a strong point. Bless her.
Back to the show. So, good morning, Simone, by the way. She's probably laying there listening, going, oi, I'm going to cook you some dinner tonight.
She's just throwing everything.
Will you eat it?
All of mine in the bin.
Dinner's in the dog. So, the show started last night. Very exciting. It's on next week again. It's changed times, isn't it?
No, it's actually good. I don't know if it's official yet. They're staying after Pack to the Rafters.
Right, okay, so 9:30.
Yeah, the terrible things that happened in Christchurch. They're not interested so much in ratings, per se.
Yeah, of course. And so that's on next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday,
9:30. During the show, you whittle it down from 16 convicts down to 10.
11 last night.
11.
And I pick up the next one straight out of Woodford Maximum Security Prison next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday. Yeah. Wow, okay.
So that's an interesting episode, because you get to go behind and see what it's like actually in prison.
And, okay.
Wow.
Some of the guys in there. Ooh.
Yeah.
No, not for me anymore. You don't want to end up in those places.
Well, you, as I said, you spent some time inside.
Yeah, 4 months away. I was fighting. I beat somebody up pretty badly.
Yep.
And they sent me away for that. And as I say, it's probably the best thing that could have happened to me, because when I was there, I didn't like it at all, and I just wanted to just do something else. It's not, you never want to go to prison. It's one of those places that you think, well, you know, you can't do anything. It's just you it's 24 hours of being bored,
yeah,
and 24 hours of like protecting yourself away from people who are out, genuinely out to hurt you.
Mm.
And that's not how I want to live my life.
But you went to cookery school or chefing school straight after?
I had to go and work in a canteen because I couldn't get a job anywhere else. So I had to go and went to work in a canteen serving beans, bacon and toast and some horrible sweet tea. And from there, the guy that was actually in charge of the canteen said, listen, if you want to work, just learn to cook. He said, you can travel the world. And
here you are.
I've been lucky. I've worked hard, but I've been lucky as well because I've met some fantastic people. And that last night, if I'm going to be an overnight sensation, it's taken me 30 years.
Well done.
And those kids in the show, kids or people up to 40 years old,
yeah,
it was just a revelation seeing them for the first time. Next week, when they eat oysters for the first time, that's pretty priceless.
Awesome.
It just shows you that you can do that, and hopefully you're going to give that opportunity to two of these individuals. So one front of house, one back of house.
Yep, that's it. And they're employed at the moment, and they're holding their own.
Good.
And that's the best thing about it. And, you know, good on them if they turn themselves around. And if one person at the end of it stops stealing from somebody or hurting somebody or hurting themselves, then good on them.
Brilliant. Something we like to do on the Hump Day crew.
Okay.
Ian Curley.
Beautiful.
Is a quiz.
Oh,
we love a quiz, don't
love
we, Jim?
We love a quiz,
especially one of intellect.
Intellect, okay.
Can I give the answer to the last quiz yet?
Sorry.
I think I know.
Who plays
Hannah Montana? See how hard the questions are.
Smiley virus.
Don't say that. You could give it away, Smiley. It's not. Oh, you're not going to win the CD because it's incorrect. That's not right. Well, I want to get back to your quiz, okay? As a well-known chef, and you mix in the right circles,
and in
the past you've mixed in the wrong circles.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So we've devised a quiz called Crook or Cook.
Okay.
Okay, Cook or Crook. So I'm going to name some people, and you have to tell me whether they are a cook or a crook.
You know the problem with this. I'm actually going to tell you, and I'm supposed to say no comment, but I'm going to actually say it.
No. We're cook or crooks, okay? Mm. So we'll start off with Norman Stanley Fletcher.
Ronnie Barker's fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
I love him. I love it.
Ronnie Barker. The crook.
Porridge, fantastic.
Porridge, okay.
Beautiful.
So that's an easy one to start with. Ginny, what about, would you?
The next one. Okay. Patrick McGowan.
The prisoner?
Yeah.
I'm into it. Anyway, I'm
down with it.
So, the prisoner, you've got two crooks so far. Yeah. All right. So, what about Mario Batali?
Mario Batali, great cook, fantastic Italian cook, wears orange croc shoes and wears shorts forever.
See, I think with the surnames you can tell which one's a cook, but no, it just sounds like it's a cook.
Okay, it's a tough one. Okay, is this a cook or a crook? Lizzie Birdsworth.
I would imagine, probably a crook.
Yeah,
I would have never heard of Lizzie Birdsworth from a cooking perspective, but you know, I could be wrong.
For Australians out there, she's from Prisoner.
Yeah,
Prisoner
Self. Well, there you go. I'd heard of B. Smith. You know,
I thought B was too easy.
Yeah.
And the final one, are they a cook or a crook?
It's a bit of a tongue twister. Dimitu Kumarasinghe.
I would say probably a cook. No, I'll say cook, because I've never heard of her as a prisoner. You know.
Spot on, a Sri Lankan cook.
Well, beautiful.
There we go. And that's the highlight of the show. All about Jacques Pepin.
The art of culinary practice. Jacques Pepin. So, there you go.
But if I'd put a crook there, I could have gone with another name and stuck a French accent on it, and you would have been stumped.
Yeah, well, there's a few crooks out there. Well, that's the second series.
Chef Ian Curley, Channel 7's Convictions Kitchen. Thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure, my absolute pleasure.
All right, and to finish off today, you chose a particular song.
Yep, from The Clash. It was from the time that I was in prison. They used to play this on the radios, and it used to be the heart of the punk rock movement.
Yep.
So I thought, that it always reminds me of that time.
And we're going to play this now. We'll see you soon. We'll see you next week on Channel 7, 9:30.
On Tuesday.
Conviction Kitchen.
Thanks very much.
Ian Curley, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.